we are now opening up some new major points on the project, namely at Grand Gate at Lowman's, just past the famous Murphy shop. We are putting up a backwall there to extend the road on the northward side, or on the side going out of Kingston, so person will have to look out for a little impediment along there. We are also going to be doing the Camlin Park intersection. That is a major improvement that will be done on the project, and pretty soon we'll be starting that in the next week. Definitely people see earthworks going on there. At Chauncey, as you approach Willen Hill, in an area called Big Bush, we have been working there at nights to help to reduce the encumbrance on the traveling public, and we're extending the road. When you're leaving Kingston, traveling to the leeward, traveling the northward direction on the right-hand side, we have cut back the road there probably about 6 feet, and pretty soon we'll be working on the left-hand side to do some work to extend the road that is making a detour off the main road, extending that road and allowing motorists on that road to turn and go northwards in one swing. So we're still having challenges with the traffic around the Gyrop Shuffler area, and as a matter of fact, it's probably a good time to inform the public that the decision has been made that we would have to hold that one-way traffic for a little bit longer for a number of reasons. One, the bank along there has been giving us a little challenge, and we have to allow nature to take its course before we can start doing the base course and taking the traffic closer to the bank. So we're leaving it a little bit and let nature take its course and come back to that. So the space to work is limited to one lane. So we motorists would only have one lane, that is the southbound lane. If you're leaving the leeward coming in, traveling towards Kingston, you will use that road. If you're leaving Kingston, traveling towards the leeward,